on Kufna Vavam Abeis, about a third of the page down, next part of the line, Umir Bekiba Nami in Mazal Yisrael. Bekiba also, we can see the concept that Eschus will override the Mazal. How is that? The Bekiba, Havale Barta, Bekiba had a daughter who was born. Amalei Kaldoi, so the astrologers told Rabbi Kiva, "Hayom the Adal the Bay Ganana Torik Lechivya Umisa. The day that she enters the chuppah, a snake will bite her and she will die." Haba the Iga Amilsa Tuva, so it was a concern that he had. Where it says, "Hayom on the day of the Chasna." She took off her a piece of jewelry. She stuck it into the wall behind her. So it was had some type of like a pin, which ended in a point. So the blessed place to save it, she stuck it into the wall. See, Sarami, that it came out that Esav Be'enei Dechivya. It went through the eye of a snake, the snake which was there, without her realizing it. That's what she did. The Tzafra, in the next morning, where she took it off of the wall, in order to put it on, so this snake came with it, and it was attached to it. So she realized what had happened. She told her father, "Amalavua Mayavadatza, what did you do?" Amale, she said, "Bapaya last evening, Osa Anya Karya Baba." A poor person came and knocked, called by the gates. I treated Kuli Alma Bisudas, everybody was busy with the Chasna Suda. Well, like the Shmoye, and nobody heard him. Came and I got up. Shekilti, Liristinoi, Dehaptali. I took the portion of food which you gave me. I'm not sure exactly what food this was. But the Bach says it was a portion of food. Rashi says that it was something. Why was it for the Liristinoi? I took my portion. And Yehaptinale, I gave it to him. Not only did it save from a strange death, it saved the person from death totally. The Mor says, and the other case that you see that through a process of schusim, a person could override their mazel. From his story also, the mother of Menachem Yitzchak was told by the astrologers that Brich Ganova Hava, your son will be a Ganav. So she never let him go around without covering his head. So this is one of the riots from the Gemara, is that they didn't necessarily have to cover their head, but he, because of his issue, covered his head. Because Amrali, she said to him, "Kasi Reisha, cover your head. This will constantly impress upon you a fear of heaven. Boy Rachmi, and you should always daven." He never knew why she was so adamant that he has to do this. The mother asked him to do it. He did it. The Mashiach says that it wasn't referring to the regular head covering because everybody had. It was just referring to like an extra heavy type of thing to be a constant reminder of the presence of the Yabuk. So Kit Moore says anyway, Yamachad Yosef Kagaris. One time he was sitting and was learning. Tusi Dikl under a date palm tree. Novel Glima made Luya said, "This Glima, this covering, it was like a garment that he put over his head that fell off." So now he didn't have anything on his head anymore. Dolly Eina, he happened to then look up. Chazal Adiklo, he saw the dates in the tree. Alma Yitzri, his Yitzhar overpowered him. Solik, he went up the tree. Paske the Kibura Beshine, and he was so intent on getting off, he didn't even use his hands. He bit it off with his teeth. And he stole the dates. So you see that he had a propensity towards Geneva, which was a little bit overwhelming for him. But through the process of doing the susim of the constant being aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, he was able to override his mazel. Then that's what it means in mazel the Yisrael. Okay, let's see Rashi. We have a significant other Rashi. Okay, Amisuka made the Rebbe. No. Yeah. Rebbe Levi Mishtois, it's about the Rashi is about parallel to the beginning of the where the Y lines of the Gemara are, about two lines down from that. Amisuka made the Rebbe. Reb Levi was talking to Omer Kodam Rebbe Al Hanakin Shi, the governor of Shasis. He said about these people which they would mix the Shasis. He said, I can't stop them. Because of Reb Yehuda Bar Plute, his the one who argued with him. That we surely El Apa of he permitted with Abba. Why they Shinui? Why you know him commission? They followed Reb Yehuda, so I can't stop them. The person is born on the first day of the week. He'll be a person. He'll have one mida, not another. Coming before Shlomo, what it means. It means he has nothing good. Rav Ashi was born, he had something good. It means he has nothing bad. The Torah says there's this fellow they bar kukuzta Rishuhu Resh Gandhi. He became the leader of the bandits, the man the Bechad Bashabas Bishaba Yehe Rosh, because he'll be a leader. Kamarsha Yom Rosh Lamaisabrashis was the beginning of my separations. So both of them were leaders. But Mirasham the Northern but Siddiqui Rashoim, but they can go either way. Tomorrow said either that's what it means. He'll be totally one way or the other. Second, if they go Maya, Kahu Yabodam Mikolad. See, he's a person who doesn't get along with people. It's a noise and noyev. Divri Asabim was so the third day was it was noyev because there was a sabim. What's that? Tachehards. Madarbar shapar v'rabim ma'id. Something which increases tremendously. Mar legadol litzmayach, and it grows unchecked. Tuinyan preetzis, which is, it means a person. It's something without limits. Ashubalatz. So that's one b'shad is the idea of preetzis. So he's also not careful with who he has relations.
Preetzis is limits.
Preaches is breaking through limits. No limits.
No limits.
Right. Lishnach bin another pshat. Like Siv the Mineu b'asavim b'tzivuyim. The asavim were not commanded to keep to their specific species. Shiyatsim b'rvuvia b'yankum zumizu. They grow wildly one next to the other, pulling from each other, etc. So he took the other. And now your fourth day is Zivson, he's going to be a person with a shining countenance. So he's a person with the shine of Torah. Fifth day is Chesed. They found their food more easily. Chazon, and Erev Shabbos, Mechazor Acher Mitzvah. He looks here, so for Mitzvah, Chazor Mitzvah, she came there, Erev Shabbos, Lechazor Acher Mitzvah Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you're getting ready for Shabbos. See, the person is always looking for doing good things. On Shabbos, Kedisha Rabbi Yiskeri, She Porish, Vekadosh, Lechsiv, Vayikad Sheyu. Shabbos is a day of Kedusha. Omlu, Rabbi Chanina, the Tamidim Shekoro, Pilcho, Sashur, Rabbi Shua. So they saw Rabbi Shimon Levi's ledger, notebook, and they said over, this is what he written there. He said, well, you know what? It's wrong. It's not, it doesn't depend on the day, it depends on the hour. Miles are short. Time is all the same. There are seven different constellations, of planets of the solar system, seven different heavenly beings in the solar system, HaMasham Shemesha shows, which impact the hours. What are they? Chanchal Shatzam. So the Ches stands for Chamo. Chanchal Chamo is referring to the sun. Wechamin Mazolos, it's one of the Mazolos. Achein Lavona, Lamed is Lavona, Bashar, Havin Kichom, and the rest are the planets. So it says a person who's born under Chama will be Zivsin, Kishem, Shemer, like the sun which shines. Malcham Adilei, it does not take from others, eats him his own. Kishem, Shem, Masik, Burei, Olim, Shabalada. The Shemeth does not steal into the evening time, the night time which belongs to the moon. The Shemesh gets out of the way. Doesn't try and take that time for himself. He's not a person who has the power to hide his secrets. He needs to resolve his hidden actions. Al Kashemesh is Eshu, the sun, which is very visible. And the Morris said. That's Chama. Then the next one is Noiga. He's going to be the Tolib Nura, that he's going to be as a Noi. Eish Tolib Oysa Mazel, Yetzer Shal Tashmish, Boyer Katana. So that's referring to you should translate Noiga as Venus, so it's a very, I'm not sure exactly why it's called Tolib Nura, but. It's very bright. Out of all the planets, it's the brightest. Kaychom Mazgav Musafer Shal Mazel Chama. It goes together with. It's like the secretary for Chama. Little Derech Yeluka, but the Kufayis of Umatzi Esen Tomei is always next to the sun. There, like in Mashamish. Okay, so. Then it said, "Lavana, Sava Marin, Lavana Zushem is Navna Bahalechas." It wanes. See, it's also going to wane. Benoy Besoser, Lavana Zushem Gadelo Umesmeth. As it gets bigger, it gets smaller. He'll build a fortune. It'll collapse. He'll build it. It'll collapse. Achol Adileg. He'll take it with others. Lavana Hamasegas Gabul Hakam Alim Shalapiyam. The moon sneaks into the day. The moon doesn't have light of its own, so it's a hidden type of a place. You don't want to do the Shabsoi. The Shabsoi, Shabsoi. So that was Saturn. It's under Shabsoi. The Talon Kumarlo Yishboisu. Either his actions will not be effective, or means the things against will not be effective. Then the tzedek is Jupiter, Thakim Mitzvah, Siddakar Laniyim, the Karalei Mitzvah, Lashon HaGod. And in the Gola, Mitzvah refers to specifically the stock. Ganva listed Maharik Nefashis, so if he's going to be Mazel Madim, Mars, he's going to be a Ganav, which is a bandit, which. It kills people along the way. Or umna zamak is dam, blood letter, etc. So he said, Rabbi said, I was born in Mazel Madim. He says, well, punish b'nei onam b'ayim al devorah. The Rosh Hashiva had the power to give punishment to those which do not follow the rules. Mazel machkim. So he said the mazel fiha mazel hiya chachma. The mazel will affect the person's wisdom. Can I remember the vacham and lawyer machachim? So other processes do not impact the mouth. That was Rabbi Chanina. Birchanan said, no, in mouth. He said, you need tefillah, whose course you start a mouth of the time. You can change the mouth. So Kosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, it's like, you need to get out of your chokhmas and mazolus, your astrology. So say miitzag the nuscha, go away from your hanusiba yetsa hakutzo. He took him outside. I mean, chutz miitzag the nuscha. So what was your problem? You thought that your mazel was set at the koytzak shu mazel shulcha b'mariv shu makom metzunan. It's a cold place. Bein roi leharlet. It doesn't produce. That was the shas of my Rebbe, Ben Olevi, written on the side. He explained this idea. So, well, I'll move it to the Mizrach. The Mizrach is Shumokim Chayim. It's a place where it's warm, and that'll indicate that there will be ability to have children. Tzedek HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Lahavir the Mizrach. Bershom called the tzedek to bring it to the Mizrach. The Ragla four Avram. I would shame Chacham Nachri, Haya because of Chacham. His name of a non-Jew who was an astrologer. He was a person who looked at the stars. Also, Vasi, then Masli Yisrael be'er l'tfilah. So Shmuel said he'll go and come. His Abba said he's coming back, and Shmuel said he's coming back. So he came back. He checked his bundle. He saw there was chopped up in the bundle a snake, b'tartiguvi in two pieces. Shechaticha shekasatzu imakonim below yerdei. He cut it together with what they were harvesting at the marsh, the reeds, without realizing it. She said, "What'd you do?" Every day, what we do is we're reading about Dadi. Matilan passed the sal the chol chabur kach. Everybody puts in their food into the one big container. And then they share it equally. One person collects from everybody. And there was one person who didn't have, and he's going to be embarrassed. So I said, "No, kimna. So I'll take care of gathering the food. I will gather it. I'll put it in the basket." When I got to the fellowship, I made it look as if it was taken from him. But I gave his portion for my own. Let me see, Mishnah. It doesn't mean they'll save from a difficult, bad, strange death. But then you would think, but it means you will die, let's say, quote, a proper death. That's not what it means. It rather means mimisa atzma metzelus in a sense. It gives actual life to save a person from death. She stuck it in the wall. What was it? It's ish bilis bilas. Nushka shalzov sheish kimoy tas berusha. It was a pin out of gold, which had like a plate of gold in the front.
What gold?
A plate.
No.
Which word do you understand? Like a pin.
Pin.
P-I-N. Ristanoi. Aman shreish. She took her portion. She told the son, "Boy, rachami, bakish rachami shlo yishim b'chol yitzhara." Always daven the yitzhara shouldn't have power over you. Kibura is eshkol tomorrow. Now, if you ever seen your date palm, the eshkol tamarim was this big thing, and it was attached by a strong vine. He cut off with his teeth, so you saw how powerful the Yetzirah was. And you see how powerful Yarmulke is. זאת the Mishnah. Mechatan is a dluyim lifnei abehema. So we've seen this Gemara more is cut it before, just before, that you're allowed to cut up the gourds to give to the animal. Based on the veil of the klovim, you can give them the veil to the klovim. Yehuda Omer im lahois and the veil of Erev Shabbos is asur lefishenim in a muchan. You have a different problem that now this food is going to be muktzah because it wasn't designated for that purpose from before. If it wasn't dead from before Shabbos, that wasn't what its function was. It was that from before Shabbos, then it would not be muktzah. Rashi. I said, "Tluyim at tluyim." We're talking about tluyim, which are tluyim, which are not attached to the ground. Mi stom and lav the Michael behema kaimi el lodim. They're not for people, for animal consumption. They're for human consumption. So chiddush mishnah is that you're allowed to give it to the animal. It's a nevelish and it's not blahayoyim. The Tanakhama says even though it became, it died today. And a shemash is ha'isa medus lodim. And originally it was designated to give to humans. You're allowed to cut it up and give it to the animal. So, which. Okay. But if Yehuda says, no, it's a pama muksa. It wasn't designated to give soup for animals, so it's muksa for the animals, and it remains thus the rest of Shabbos.
I understand this novella, but what was it before? I'm confused. This novella young.
He died
on Shabbos.
Okay, and so before Shabbos,
it was still alive, so he could have shechted it.
But it was Omez La'adam.
Right.
Oh, this is
a sheep, a goat.
It could have been shechted.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess that's what's bothering me. In other words, it's not really Omez La'adam in the sense that, a person wouldn't eat it on Shabbos.
But the point was, it wasn't going to be animal food. It was designated to be human food. So it's muksa vis-a-vis animals. So I can't change its status vis-a-vis, you now they can make an animal food on Shabbat and then make it usable. It's not really usable. You're right, it's not usable for an Adam either at that point in time. So the more Amar Ula, Itmar.
Does that mean that food you're going to give animals on Shabbat cannot be food that you had intended before Shabbat to feed the people?
Well, either means one of two things. If I'm saying this is for A, and A can't use it today, you can't switch it for B because I said it's for A. So I basically maximize das on it. But if I said it's for A and A could actually eat it today, I'm not necessarily saying that I can't feed it to B. Muchel Adam might be Muchel L'Klavim. Or might not. That's the machlokes over there in Bay. But that's not really the point of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was it wasn't muchan adam either, which just wasn't muchan period. Because you can't shechet it for adam. You do not want to give it to behemoths, so it's not muchan. So Rabbi Yehuda says, tough luck. And Shimon says, it's no problem. Because now it's roy for behemoths, so you can give it to. And we don't say miyagudis katsoy. Of Shimon, so now to change.
Right, so this goes back to the question of whether it is dependent upon the item or dependent upon your intention.
Right. Good old Shimon or Yehuda. Yeah. Itmar. So it's a simon over here, Oral Shechaz Simon. Omer Ula Alocha Trib Yehuda. Vaf Rav Sarah Alocha Trib Yehuda. So Ula says that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Midakarki the Zuzi, we have the case over there of these mats, which are you want to use them to cover they were designated for the purpose of covering over the merchandise, which was stored in the hold of the ship. The Rav also, Rav says that they're considered muksa, you can set them aside. Shmuel Shari, Shmuel holds the muksa. So it's like the Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Levi suffered Kirlocha Rabbi Yehuda. Levi also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He held the Levi. There's a story with Levi. He havi maisi shifted the kamei b'yom atova lahavi chazila. When he would bring a animal which had a trephis, it was shattered on Yom Tov. and it was a question of treifas, he would not look at it. Eliki Yosef Akil Kalisa, unless he was by the Kilkalisa. Kilkalisa is the dump. Domer Dimulam is kosher. He says, if it's my psak is that it's not kosher. So it was designated for human consumption. He planned the shecht. He's for human consumption. So it wasn't designated for animal consumption. Human can't eat it. So, according to Rishimin, now it would switch. Human can't eat it, so you give it to the animal. So because it doesn't hold that the designation beginning of Shabbos will prevent it from being usable now. So give it to the animal now. But if you look closely, because you can't give it, but he holds like Rabbi Huda, since the beginning of Shabbos, it was not designated for animal consumption. It was designated for human consumption, and humans can't use it, so it ends up being muks. It has no function. So the only place he would do it. So now I'm stuck with this dead animal on my hands. So if I'm right next to the dump, drop it into the dump. If I'm not right to the dump, I can't move it. So that's a problem. So you only pask and trafe is next, right, immediately right next to where you could dump it. Jeff, you have a problem?
No.
Okay. Shmuel Amar Halacha Kerub Rishimin. Shmuel says no Halacha Kerub Shimin. Vav Ziri Yisar Halacha Kerub Shimin. We have a Mishnah Beya. Beya Behema Shemesa. Lo Yazizena Mimekhaima. The animal died on Yom Tov, so it's Muksa, okay, which is like Rabbi Huda. Comes along Ziri, the Tirgum of Ziri, the Behemoth Kachim. That the case was only a case of Behemoth Kachim. The law is a Kachim. We have a rule: you're not quite a Kachim to give it to the Klavim. So this dead Kachim animal has no function. You can't be paid it to give it to the club. It can't use it without being paid it, so you can't use it. So it's muks. So, but behemis kachim al bechulin sharper dummy. But bechulin, you couldn't move it because you give it to your animals. I by stosi holds a krib shimon. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Amr halacha krib shimon." Rabbi Yochanan also says halacha krib shimon. So the more Rabbi Yochanan, no, that's not good. Remember Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that. That like Rav Shimon, I over Rav Yechon halachah kistam mishnah. Rav Yechon is the one who said the rule halachah kistam mishnah. That's Rav Yechon's rule, and the Tanan we have a stam mishnah. In Mavakim Eitzim min hakaris, you can't take a beam which is designated for the purpose of using it for building purposes, so it's muks on yabdiv, because you can't build on yabdiv. And change your mind and say, you know what, I need some wood, firewood, so I want to go chop some wood off of these curries. Limited cur in the Shinishma Yamtiv, nor can you take a cur which originally was part of a building and it broke, so now it's not functioning in the building anymore, so now it's firewood. Well, but the Gnir Shabbos, it wasn't firewood. It was part of the building, so you can't use it. That's all like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a stam mishnah. So how can he pass like Rav Shimon if it's a stam mishnah like Rav Yehuda? So the Mara says, "Who creates Rav Yehuda masting law?" Rav Yehuda has the masara that over there was a time that it wasn't a stam mishnah. It was a quote from Rav Yehuda. A firash you have to hear. Rav Shimon the less they muksa. He holds a group ship. So Ula says,
there's no need for hacker. So how does he understand the Gemara, which talks about the hacker?
The Gear said, well, should we skip Shalom Aloha Group Shim? And apparently he had it over there, and Rashi had it in the Gemara. The case of Karchel Zuzi, Matsalois, Mats, Hasuyas, Lisminois, which are used, they were used in the boats, Lachasas, Rechmatia, Shibasech, and they covered the merchandise. Zuzi, Svinus, Belosh and Arami, that the word Zuzi means a ship in an Aramaic. Karchel Zuzi, Bishop was a gun. So Karchel Zuzi means the mats of the ships. So Rav said they're also to use because they're Muksa. Designated for this purpose, and Shmuel said they're mutter. My seat trafes the lekameis. The Mora says that Levi, when they bring a trafe, behemish and nerlebo suffer trafes, which is the haros chacham. They have a question of trafes and need a psak from the rug, from the chacham. He only do it al kal kilta, al ashba, by the dump. Shim yirena trefa yinichena shama. So there's a trefa, you can put it there. I feel the club in the chas. It's not right for the dog because it was shechted this day. Well, yuchel l'taltel k'rebihuda. So a human being can't eat it. A dog, regina Shabbos, you're not planning to give it to a dog. So it becomes the establishment, regina Shabbos. This is not for the dog. So it's books. Tirgumas Ziri, b'mishelus beiva behemus kachim. Then Alocha, but Ziri says no Alocha zukum shimon. So the case of the animal which died, you can't move. Why not? The answer is some behemus kachim. The surah of banu, you can't benefit from it. The chasachom, you can't give it to a dog. But had the chulin sharper dam, look, you're the klamim. But if it's animal which is chulin, you can give it to a dog like your shimon. And back meitzim in a kuras, sir shall kuras a pile of beams. Hamuksus was stirrus the vineyard, which have been set aside for the purpose of building. Well, I'm in a kur. Hayeshana, you have a kur which is already older. It's in place. Shenishvar Hayom, which broke that day. Hashtu the lahasaka kamer. For now, you're going to. It's firewood. Lahachi also, you can't use it for firewood. Halal ben Hashmash is iskin lahachi. It wasn't designated for that purpose. Because of Shabbos, you can't switch like your Yehuda. The Torah says he has a masur that was not a stam mishnah. Toshma. So the Gemara. Third line. Maslam Beremus at heaven. You're allowed to start a new pile of grain. Straw. And Rashi says the issue here was using it for firewood. The wood which you put in the muksa was the area behind the house where it was basically set off for storage purposes. It's called the muksa, and the idea was set aside to be put in storage. So you can't use the etzim shem muksa. Stam mishnah. So why not? The answer is you set them aside for other purposes. So that's according to Yehuda, that'll be muksa. According to Shimon, that case wouldn't be muksa. It's like you set something aside for schar, for business purposes. According to Shimon, you can still use it. So the Mora says, "Hasan ba'arzi ba'ashuchi the muksa machmel chasar kis filler Shimon moed." Over there, it was expensive wood which you would not use for anything else but for the building purposes, and therefore, even if Shimon agrees, that's muksa machmel chasar kis, and that's muksa. Toshma, a mashkin.
Does Hesro and Kis seem like a strange category as to why it would be muksa?
Why?
Maybe I don't understand the concept, but the impression that Hesro and Kis means. I guess I don't understand the concept. What's the concept?
Hesro and Kis is that the. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says Hesro and Kis always starts with its primary function is for X, which I cannot do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Secondary functions I refuse to do because it's too valuable to use for anything else but that primary function. So that becomes total muksa. So over here I cannot build on Yom Tov. This is a type of wood which is so expensive I will not use for anything other than building. So it becomes total muksa. Okay, let's hold it here.